Welcome, wrestling fans, to the PW Fan. This is episode 196. Happy holidays. We're getting close to the holiday season. We hope everyone's doing good. Everyone's happy. We got a big show for you tonight. Before we start tonight, please head over to youtube.com/thePWFan. Hit subscribe, hit like. That really helps us out. I am your host, the the architect of pro wrestling podcasting, but I am your host, Talk Wrestling, Tim Gilbert.
And I'm your host, the real architect of pro wrestling podcast, Andy.
I'm also host, the no selling wrestling indie fan and football lover, Jeremy.
Well, we're cruising along in the holiday season. We have a big show. Tonight, we are covering the end of John Cena's career. Weird to say. In real time and in live time. But, Andy, I'm going to pass it over to you. Let's get into this. It should be an interesting show.
All right. As Tim said, we'll be covering John Cena's final match at Saturday night's main event. We'll be covering in AEW, the Continental Classic, as well as Winter is Coming. Continental
Classic.
So let's get right into it with Dynamite.
Dynamite.
Dynamite opened up with crowning the first ever women's tag team champions. We had the Babes of Wrath, which are Willow Nightingale and Harley Cameron, versus Timeless Love Bombs, Toni Storm and Mina Shirakawa. The finish was Willow hits a gut-wrench powerbomb on Mina and pick up the win. Winners and first champions ever, the Babes of Wrath.
I really thought it was going to be Toni Storm and Mina.
Yeah, no, I mean, as the tournament went on, I was like, Babes of Wrath might actually do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad. I guess Willow, I feel like, deserves it after a while. Yeah. She's always been a pretty big star there.
So then we had the Continental Classic Gold League, Okada versus Jack Perry. Okada hits the Rainmaker after a Tilt-A-Whirl slam and gets the pin. Okada gets 3 points, but afterwards, Don Callis offers Jack Perry cash to join the Callis family, and Perry refuses. Don Callis' family attacks Jack Perry. Luchasaurus and the Young Bucks run in to save him. They hit a BTE trigger on Okada. Takeshita also gets involved, super kick partying to protect Perry and his elite buddies. Don Callis threatens legal and financial warfare on the Bucks, then teases
all these years later. I will say the first like few years of the Super Kick Party, I was kind of in.
You're not anymore.
All these years later, I'm a little over it.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say actually when you said the Continental Classic, I've seen this meme everywhere. Go ahead.
Never doubt me. First of all, I have a Bullet Club tattoo. You know, and people, you know, just in case, just like, oh, you didn't ever like, I did. I was in. I was in.
Well, you like the Japan Bullet Club.
The AJ.
Dude, no, like, I loved it. It's just, you know, all these years later, you're kind of like, all right.
You mainly got into it when AJ was in it, and then you liked the beginnings of the Kenny Omega time.
Well, no, I liked Finn. I liked AJ. Cody. I liked Kenny. I liked Cody. I did like the Bucks. It was so just
basically anything pre-AEW.
Well, it was like the rebellion of, it felt like it was against WWE and Vince.
Like the authority.
Yeah.
And now they're,
in retrospect, 10 years ago, you know, what a time. It was a good time. The Bullet Club shirts and Hot Topic, crazy.
Oh, those were the best.
Good times. I love a good reminisce, you know? Jeez.
Well, tornado tag team match. Winner is coming. I don't know how to transition from there. We had Hangman and Adam Page teaming up with Swerve Strickland one time against Powerhouse Hobbs and Shibata. Swerve hits the house call and Shibata gets the win. Hangman, Adam Page, and Swerve win. Afterwards, Page declares he will go for the world title at World's End, which I guess is their next pay-per-view.
Yep.
Continental Classic Gold League. Mike Bailey versus Kyle Fletcher.
That was a great match.
Yeah. Bailey traps Fletcher in a straitjacket roll-up for an upset. Winner Mike Bailey. First points on the board for him. small pack, Paul Smackage. And the main event, I'm sure we all expected the winner to be who it was. Samoa Joe versus Eddie Kingston, AEW World Championship. Hook gets ejected early for hooking Kingston's foot. Eddie hits an exploder. Joe counters with an attitude adjustment and an STF. I think he does the – did he do this also?
He did the salute, yeah.
Yeah.
Selfishly, I'm waiting for Edge and Christian to retire again so we can get the ENC pod back. It was one of my favorite shows.
Dude, one day, man, one day. Joe transitions into the Coquina Clutch. Kingston taps out. Samoa Joe retains.
You know the pop that hopefully at some point Eddie Kingston gets when he actually wins a title, like any title, like a singles title, I mean, because he's never winning. But I feel like everyone's always behind him.
He's just a likable character.
He is.
Yeah, he's the underdog, Eddie Kingston.
I just watched the one time.
Was Collision considered winners coming as well?
Yeah.
All right. Swerve versus Josh Alexander.
Andy, all right.
All right, Andy. You asked the question.
Dude, I just want to get
special delivery for Alan.
I'm just trying to get the scene that's happened.
Nowhere. It's free.
Swerve defeats Josh Alexander, cuts a promo afterwards, talks about getting back into the title picture. Chris Statlander and Jamie Hayter defeat the Sisters of Sins. Afterwards, Jamie Hayter wants a title shot at World's End, which Chris Statlander accepts. Then we had Claudio Castagnoli versus Takeshita, Blue League Continental Classic match. Ends in a draw, and they keep fighting after and have to get pulled apart.
If there was one match that was going to end in a draw, I was hoping that one would be.
And it did, yeah. Babes of Wrath celebration, Timeless Love Bombs coming out. Mercedes Moné interrupts. She said there can't be a championship celebration without the greatest champion in AEW history.
Hear you. Cookie delivery for Alan?
Where do I sign?
Nowhere. It's free.
Delicious.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Speedball Mike Bailey defeats his partner Kevin Knight in the Gold League. And the main event is Mark Briscoe retaining the TNT Championship against Daniel Garcia. And that does it for AEW this week.
Delicious.
All right, Raw and SmackDown were go-home shows. Let's get through it quick, guys.
Did it last
no,
time?
We don't have... We don't have to get through it quick. I just wanted the people to experience Smiling Friends.
Takes a big sip.
Gunther opens up Raw, warns John Cena that he's going to force you to give up and break John Cena's spirit before their match. He says he'll squeeze every ounce of hustle, loyalty, and respect out of Cena before it's over, promising to make Cena quit. More like, Cena doesn't quit.
Cena never gives up.
I love that. What a Triple H is a real asshole. But we'll get there.
Gunther says, I'm going to do something no one ever managed before. I'm going to break your spirit. No, he
first up, what does he say? He's like, what does Bane say to Batman? He's like, first your spirit, then your body. And he gets his back.
Here's Sky versus Kairi Sane. Sky hits a German suplex off the apron, wipes out Sane. To ringside, hits her over the moonsault. Back in the ring for the pin, Sky defeats Kairi Sane. Afterwards, though, we had a backstage anymore. Like
backstage.
Backstage.
Well, no one knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, no one knows. It was the most said
our
word.
Most quoted of the year.
We can post it. No.
Yeah, we can post it. We'll post it.
Okay.
If you follow we'll us on Instagram, it. You'll see it. Maybe I'll post it on TikTok too.
Yeah.
Backstage, Logan Paul asks about handling Rey Mysterio. Heyman hands Logan Paul a pair of brass knucks.
Heyman. Oh, I was about to say happy Heyman's hands. I didn't like
well,
the
this
way
leads to Rey Mysterio getting attacked. He's walking in the ring for his scheduled match against Balor. Logan Paul attacks him from behind. He tries to use the brass knuckles. Rey keeps fighting him off. Then
okay,
we have
it's
a
Logan
guy
Paul
dressed in all black. Huh?
I said, oh yeah, it's Logan Paul versus Rey Mysterio.
Yeah. The guy in all black from Survivor Series comes out again. And the rumor is that it's It's two people. It's either Austin Theory or
Jericho.
I was going to say Montez Ford, but
womp, womp.
That's the rumor. The attacker curb stomps Rey Mysterio. Security chases him away. Logan Paul, Cole Cox, Rey, and LA Knight runs in to make the save. I don't know why. I feel like we already had this match, but
we did already have it.
And Tim is showing Finn.
He's out. Oh, no, he's not out. He's right there.
World Tag Team Championship. AJ Styles and Dragon Lee versus the War Raiders, who have been off TV for a little while. Styles and Dragon Lee retain the tag team titles. Afterwards, the Usos return to the tag team division as a team. I guess they've given up on Jay being singles for now.
Yeah.
They confront the champs, like they confront the New Day. Jimmy vows to body the rest of the division. So those are the three main
body.
He's right gonna body them.
Stephanie Vaquer discusses being the world champion. Calls out Rhea, Bailey, Natalya, Io, and
calls
Nikki.
Out Ray.
She's like, Ray, I'm gonna beat your ass.
Dude, Nikki Bella would interrupt. Ask for a rematch. Raquel Rodriguez attacks Bella, throwing her into the ring post. And Vaquer tells Rodriguez that, well, they have a match tonight, technically, so I guess they're not saving it for a pay-per-view or anything. But
imagine this exact scenario, but Andy dragging Jeremy and I around WrestleMania.
There's a vignette that shows
this is like a verbal way of showing it.
It was this, but real life.
Vignette shows Maxxine Dupri training with Natty, applying an ankle lock in the Heart Dungeon, or the new Heart Dungeon, they call it. Then we had LA Knight versus Logan Paul. Logan Paul attacks LA Knight before the bell. Bron Breakker and Bronson interfere, taking LA Knight out. The guy in all black comes back, hits a stomp on Knight. Logan Paul wins. Afterwards, Breakker, Reed, and Paul would all beat LA Knight down. Then Bron Breakker would cut a promo on CM Punk. And then it shows them backstage taking out LA Knight. Doing a tsunami onto him, onto a car. Are they taking LA Knight off the TV?
I think so. That's what it seems like.
Momentum back up.
He's gonna
maybe LA
Knight wins
the Rumble.
Or LA Knight is leaving.
I did see they might have big plans for LA Knight in 2026. Maybe LA Knight has big plans in 2026, I heard. We'll see.
Sure.
SmackDown.
Jeremy says,
How many years in a row?
Nick Aldis opens up SmackDown talking about Drew's suspension. Cody interrupts.
Bro's not getting any younger.
Nick Aldis shows Cody a letter from McIntyre's lawyer saying the environment is unsafe. Cody crumples it, goes to the ring. Obafemi's music hits. Obafemi is the NXT champion who Cody will face at Saturday.
Do you like his music?
Main event. Huh?
Do you like his music?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Andy could be like one. Andy could be like one of those dudes, like at a like an auctioneer. He's like, he's a guy that is. He's a guy that is five. He's gonna be the 20. He's gonna put it five.
Femi says, Obafemi says, Cody, time is up, and his time is now. They have a stare down with both holding up the titles to end the segment. Billy Dragon offers his Tommaso Ciampa United States Championship. Johnny Gargano and Candice LeRae interfere. Doesn't stop Dragunov. Dragunov wins. Afterwards, John Wrestling Dragunov. Ilya Dragunov. Carmelo Hayes makes the save. We had a wide six promo. They talk about Solo Sikoa and the MFTs, in which Solo Sikoa answers. I think there's a match happening. We had Javon Evans from NXT versus The Miz.
He was Dragunov.
Javon Evans wins. This Jake Cargill stuff was weird. She attacked Mia Yim, cut a quick promo, and then Mia Yim came out with a kendo stick. Fans were chanting, "You can't wrestle," to Jade. And then we had the mixed tag match in the main event. Terror Twins, Damian Priest and Rhea Ripley took on Aleister Black and Zelina Vega. Ripley and Priest hit a double razor's edge and riptide on Vega to steal the win.
Speedy Gonzalez.
Dude, Andy, do you see how long we've been recording right now?
Andy's like 14 minutes.
Now I'm going to slow down. Now we can get into that.
He just made it through three shows, four shows.
This is one of my favorite episodes in a while.
I want to hear about Saturday Night's main event and our disappointment.
My mom's out like, there. I'm trying to get to the
My
meat.
Mom's out there going, because the Steelers are playing the Dolphins right now.
Wait, because... Oh, Andy, should we explain how our mom like does like a blood curdling scream where it like scares the entire world?
I mean, sure, but she's not doing that right now.
Oh, I thought that's what you were saying.
No, she's just watching football going. Ah!
Yes, no, our mom. What sound does the scream make when he's dying?
Oh.
Imagine if our mom did that.
No, I don't want to. What the fuck? I definitely don't want to imagine that. No, our mom, me and Andy's mom, does this thing where, like, I'm trying to come up with a scenario. Like, if she saw, like, a spider on the kitchen counter, she would do, like, a scream, like a robber just had broken in with, like, a machete and, like, was, like, attacking. Like, you think that she's dead. Like, but then you go and find out what's going on, and it's like, oh, the dogs were fighting. Like, it'll be like the two dogs were like nipping at each other. Like,
it's rough. Our whole life, dude.
Our whole life. Andy and I'd be in the basement. And we'd be like, "Is mom alive?" Or
I'm like, "Who stabbed you?" Dude, 17 minutes is crazy.
See,
we're giving the family backstory. Jeremy, you got any family trauma you want to put on the internet?
I mean, I don't know right now. Oh my god.
What you guys, before we get into it, what you guys think of Saturday Night's main event, besides the ending?
It was alright.
I liked it. I thought it was good. I thought the matches were actually really good.
The crowd was great, like, throughout the whole show. And
they were Jesse Ventura wasn't there, though.
Who?
Jesse Ventura.
No.
He was there.
In DC.
No. Wait, he was or wasn't?
I think he was, because didn't he do, like, a pre-show thing?
I didn't watch the pre-show. That sucks to get flown out there for a pre-show thing.
That's a... My cock is huge, McMahon.
I thought the show was good. It was at the Capital One Arena, not far from all of us.
It should have been in Boston, but...
Should have.
They didn't pay more than DC, apparently.
Let's get into it. So Cena, like we thought, did not open the show.
Yeah, he said... He said that the day before on McAfee's show. He's like, of course I'm ending the show. He's like, I don't know why you guys didn't think so.
Especially with this ending. Can you imagine opening the show to this? The vibe of the audience the rest of the show would just be crazy.
Like, what the fuck?
All I can think is that piano song. But we'll get there.
Show opened up with a Undisputed Championship.
This is real. This is the end.
And it ended like this.
We had Undisputed Champion Cody Rhodes versus NXT Champion Obafemi. Obafemi is a big boy. He's a hoss. And he took it to Cody.
The hoss.
It was only 9 minutes.
I thought he looked great. He looked great facing main roster guy. He'll do really good on the main roster. I think Triple H afterwards, I think, kind of teased him versus Brock at some point. That'd be crazy.
Also, Brock's retiring this year.
Rumors is going to be like a triple retirement run of AJ, Jericho, and Brock.
That's ridiculous that they're going to just have retirement tours.
Don't cry because it happened. Or don't cry because it's over. Cry because it happened. I'm not going to be any good next year.
Brock's final opponent will be Janelle. All right, let's.
Oh my god!
Oh my
god. Stop!
You're Just kidding. For legal purposes.
Pissing contest.
Ah! Andy.
You can bug right. that, Jamie.
All right. Well, all right. Well, that's going to do it for me tonight.
That's enough.
All right. Now go back into the show.
So, Oba Femi versus Cody Rhodes. Good match. In order to protect both these guys, Drew McIntyre ended up getting involved. And there was no winner in the end. But both Cody and Oba took out Drew.
Oba.
After he got involved. But still,
Goombas.
They kind of saved it with both of them taking out Drew. Then we had Bayley versus Sol Ruka. Sol Ruka's great. She has one of the coolest finishers in WWE, I think, with the Soul Snatcher. And she ended up beating Bayley. So, if you didn't know who Soul was, you do now. And I think this gave her credibility.
They called my ex-girlfriend Soul Snatcher.
Suck the soul right out of you.
I've been married for like 20 years.
We had Javon Evans and Leon Slater. Leon Slater is the TNA X Division champion, facing AJ Styles and Dragon Lee for the WWE World Tag Team Championships. AJ had a botch, a rare botch, but they saved it. I guess he was going for a phenomenal forearm and slipped on the top rope.
And then who was he trying it on? Because he reacted like
Leon Slater.
Well.
Leon Slater ended up just going for a pin.
I thought it was pretty good.
But this match was just like a spot fest. There was a lot of cool shit done.
But it was a good match.
Good match. AJ and Dragon Lee would end up retaining. Before we got to the main event, though, Miz would come out, cut a promo about how he should have been involved in. I guess more in the retirement tour, but also in this final match.
Is bro wrong, though?
R-Truth would come out.
I was there. I was there during the PG era.
I know. It was Miz. Yeah, but also that wasn't great.
It was the Miz.
R-Truth would come out. He hands Miz a ball. And Miz reads it, and it says Joe Hendry's name. So he reads Joe Hendry, and when you say his name, he appears. So Joe Hendry would end up coming out. And they both beat up on Miz, and they hit a double five-knuckle shuffle. And then we got to the main event.
All right, here we go.
Gunther comes out.
Andy and I watched pretty much all of it. I missed, like, what, the first 10 minutes because I had to put my daughter to bed. But it was crazy.
So Gunther comes out first, of course. They make us wait a little bit before John's music hits. John would end up grabbing the camera from Stu, looks at Stu for a second.
He was like, scoot away. Yeah, let me give you my camera.
Not that Stu.
Stu the camera guy.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so yeah, once Cena finally gets to the ring, everyone's hyped.
It was loud.
Big pop for him. Yeah, it was loud. The match, I think the match almost went over like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Or about
20 minutes. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't like, I mean, whenever I think of Gunther's matches, I don't think of amazing matches, by the way.
It was about as good of a match as you could have with those two, I think.
Yeah.
But there were times where I thought Cena could win. So they definitely left it open during the match. I was like, oh. You want to just get to how it ended?
Well, I was like, I was going to say, I'm never against like them winning if it still makes another star. Because like whoever faces them, it's going to be, you know.
WWE Universe is torn, right? Because, so.
I think it's more of the way it's going to happen.
It's like the third time.
Did you guys see the look when Punk gets in the ring, though, and he looks at Triple H and he's like,
let me finish the dang match.
No, you're not finishing anything. That's what she said.
So Cena's getting choked out. It's like the third time in a row.
Maybe this face. I hate this. And this is the part I don't like.
Smiles, and then he lazily taps. And Michael Cole, is like, Josh just tapped out. And he's like, today,
Josh just tapped out.
Pro wrestling has destroyed sports entertainment, is the quote that Michael Cole said.
Yeah.
People are pissed.
But like, why? So Cena finally gave up.
Cena gives up. He taps out.
Everyone else,
he looks around. Everyone's booing, and he's like, smirks real quick. He's just like, it's all I had. And then the locker room starts coming out. People see Triple H, and they chant, "You fucked up." You know, Punk and Cody get in the ring. They do what Cena and Batista did with Hogan, and they put both belts around his shoulder. Then Triple H gets in the ring to give Cena a hug, and everyone's booing. Triple H is laughing about the boos. People are pissed at Triple H. All right. From the standpoint, yes, we wanted Cena to win, but
that's fine.
Is Cena the kind of guy that would be like, nah, let's not put over the guy that it's like what you do for the business as someone that's in it versus what you do want as a fan, right? And I think that's
But I mean, like, I don't have a problem with him losing either. It's just the way that they did it and everything. Like, he could have just passed out too.
I think he should have just passed out.
Yeah. Instead of doing it, instead of the smile, Tim, and then the tap, it's crazy.
I mean, so the smile.
What do you think the finish should have been?
I think you should have just won.
Really? And as someone that is a wrestling historian, about when you do the jab for someone.
Well, it's...
See, that's what we say. He should have just passed out. No tappy.
They still like Sting won in his last match.
That's what you said last week.
Yeah.
But that's Tony Khan.
See, I'm thinking... I'm thinking about it from like a baseball point of view. Like, sometimes when someone's about to retire and break a record, or like... They'll like kind of like... The pitcher of the other team almost like...
Let them hit.
Yeah, like, here, just do it. And it's like a happy ending. You know, I just, like, there's part of me that wanted to see him just do the, you know, the STFU or the FU one more time, or the AA or whatever it's called.
Michael Cole.
I always called it the FU from the start.
Michael Cole called it an FU in the match.
Did he?
And yeah, but, like, the smile was, like,
that was kind of weird.
It felt like when he smiled. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Was that Billie Eilish?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
now there's like a meme of him.
So did Triple H, like, quote unquote, fuck up?
I mean, I don't think he did a great job.
But people act like Cena had no say in, like.
Yeah, I mean, I think it all started with The Rock and the heel turn, and then The Rock kind of going disappearing and everything. They kind of probably ruined a lot of things, but I don't know. They should have just had him do a full year instead of those like 36 dates.
I should also
say wrestled everyone then
grab Cena, and they played a video. Cena got emotional when he saw Vince on there.
Yeah.
It was the one time. And Tim pointed it out to me.
His parents were on there. I think he smiled.
Yeah. But I don't think everyone else expected him to show Vince.
Yeah.
Even though on Joe Rogan, Cena said that people should be held accountable.
Yeah, I think he still likes him as a person, obviously, but like he at least said that part.
Be accountable for their actions.
Yeah, I think that was good that he said that.
He leaves his shoes in the ring. Cody's like the last to leave, right?
Cody's so dramatic.
He's like,
of course, Cody's the last one, and he's crying.
I used to drive around.
No, it was
does a
cool
salute
though.
And walks backstage.
He'll have another promo to cut that'll make him cry.
He's like, Gunther, you beat my hero.
He's like. You beat John Cena.
Look, I mean, tonight, if you haven't seen it yet, tonight on Raw, that open. I mean, it Cena. Made Gunther a huge heel.
Yeah, I think that was good. He needs to be up there with, like, Roman now.
Should Triple H now become a on-screen corporate character again?
Well, he can't.
He doesn't have to wrestle.
Yeah, but you can't do it to the same effect. He can't even take bumps.
But he could be on there and be like, Gunther's my guy. Screw John
Yeah, but there's Cena. No... I mean, yeah, the character will be cool, but you can never, ever do a payoff. Ever.
Yeah.
I mean, Stephanie used to go out there. She didn't really take bumps.
Dude, he can. His heart condition.
I'm not asking him to take bumps.
Yes, you are. You're telling him.
I'm not. I said Stephanie goes out there and she doesn't take bumps. She's not having matches.
Did you see the thing of John Cena in, like, 03 where Stephanie's like...
Yeah, and he smacks her like,
He's like, come on, yeah. John. And then it's like... It's like Triple H, what he's thinking the whole time during John Cena's retirement run.
Okay, so, I mean, look, I'm not mad. Like, some people followed Gunther outside to the tour bus. Gunther had
no crazy.
Listen, guys, we're all wrestling fans. Take it easy.
Acting like it's Gunther's fault.
That's crazy. Guys, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
Still real to me, damn it.
No.
It's like, did you hear...
You need to be locked in an insane asylum if you do that.
Even Bryan Danielson in the interview with, was it Chris Van Vliet? Vliet?
Yeah, Fleet. She's saying to Zapp in the audience.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But Bryan Danielson was like, I don't know, understand why some of these guys like are like, I can't lose or whatever. He's like, guys, you know this is fake as well, or like scripted. Like him saying that as a wrestler, I thought was funny. He's like, it's okay if you lose.
I'm more like mad at the fans. Like, people like going, it's like, dude, this isn't like, I'm trying to think. This isn't like political or like a scenario where you would like follow somebody and like harass them and be like, fuck you, fuck you. It's like, dude, this is wrestling, dude. Guy's trying to get on his tour bus to go to the hotel.
Even though in an old school way, it's kind of cool.
I mean, I do like that part of it, but at the same time, it makes me disturbed about what wrestling fans.
Especially now compared to like the 90s.
Yeah, I'm like.
But you could easily see that it's not real.
You want to hear what Meltzer said about it?
All right, let's hear it. He's like, yeah, it was a 2-star match. WWE sucks.
There's no stars.
What they need to do.
He said that match was as good as the match was going to be up until the finish. It was basically the exact match you would expect. It was well done. The guy for his final match, he was in there with a guy who was going to give him about as good of a match as you're going to get.
He's talking in circles.
He's like, yeah, it was all right. The same thing you just said. Yeah, it was fine. You know, John Cena.
What's Corny gonna say? What did Corny say?
I don't know. I'm behind on the corn. You know, corn.
Not the other corn, but the corn.
No, I don't know about the band corn. I don't watch corn, and I'm behind on corn.
Anything else to add to that whole... Oh, Triple H went out on the little panel afterwards and everyone was flicking him off. He's like,
no, there's a lot of
Bloodline fans out there. A lot of people holding up the ones.
They chanted, they booed him. They chanted, you fucked up. AEW. I forget, AEW's there was something else.
Stupid chant.
It was really funny, though.
I saw some guy being like, I'm done with WWE. I'm going to watch AEW. I'm like, I mean.
AEW's about to lose, like, its TV deals, man.
I'm like, I would do whatever you want.
Because of the Warner Brothers things?
Yeah.
You think that's going to. I think Netflix will be like, hey, WWE, you need to team up with AEW to do shows.
TNA's on Country Station, right?
Yeah, TNA's on some channel that I don't have.
CMT? Again.
Yeah, I don't have that.
You got CMT, baby.
Devon Dudley.
We?
Devon Dudley warns AEW.
Why is it all CMT?
Devon Dudley warns AEW could suffer same fate as ECW amid WB sale talks. He said, yeah, well, I remember ECW being under TN, or was it called TNN? It went from TNN to Spike TV. Yeah, right. And I remember there was controversy with that because WWE was transferring over to TNN, and it knocked off ECW. They couldn't do it anymore, so they wound up canceling the contract with ECW.
I feel like it's going to be very different, though, from that.
Says we lost our TV deal. That was one of the biggest things that ECW had to show for all the hard work for us to be knocked off because the WWE was coming to TNN. I really think that broke ECW. So I guess they're talking about how Netflix is now going to own Warner Brothers, and Netflix has a deal with WWE.
Yeah.
And so they're like,
but the thing that I think
AEW
is
over WWE.
No, but I think the biggest difference is before it would be like you want to have the one top product and it's like quality over quantity. And now it's definitely quantity over quality for every streaming platform because they're going to want as many shows as people can watch.
You think both are going to be on there? That'd be wild.
I think so. I mean, I don't think it'll go to Netflix, but I think it'll just stay on like HBO Max or whatever.
I think we just bring back cable at this point.
No.
What do you mean, no? We all have to pay like $800.
Someone actually did a study where they said if I got all the streaming platforms, like their basic plans, all of them at like once, it's still less than what cable would cost to get all of those.
I think all the streaming platforms together are about $200.
Yeah, it was around there. That's a little bit more than that.
That's like for the premium versions of each.
And you can watch anything ever.
Yeah, yeah. Most of the time I'm like, there's nothing on still.
I have crazy access to anything I've ever wanted. You're like, nah, I can't think.
Really, it's too much. It's overwhelming now.
But that's it, boyos.
I got nothing left to say.
I got nothing left to say. You know what they should do is bring back like pay-per-view theme songs. We've mentioned.
Dude, I saw
before
a post, by the way. I wanted to see if Rocks. The Rock's last 18 opponents is crazy.
Okay.
Okay. John's it just shows that you like how little he's wrestled in so long.
Oh yeah.
Going back, okay. WrestleMania 40, Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes. WrestleMania, I want to say, like 36, is Eric Rowan. He had a quick little thing.
Oh
and
yeah.
And John Cena. For these are opponents on matches, so John Cena
John
twice,
Cena.
Or John Cena.
Yeah, John Cena.
Sorry, it goes John Cena, then Punk. We're going backwards. Then Cena, and then Survivor Series against. I guess it was him and Cena against the Miz and R-Truth.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Then WrestleMania 20, Randy Batista and Ric Flair. Then Backlash against Goldberg, Jeff Hardy on Raw. Stone Cold at 19, Hurricane on Raw, a number one contenders battle royal on Raw, Hogan at No Way Out, Brock at SummerSlam, SmackDown against Chris Benoit and Eddie Guerrero in a tag match, Raw, Triple H, and then SmackDown, Chris Benoit.
That's crazy. He has that huge space of time where he didn't wrestle.
All these years, like, it's crazy that, like, that's all he's wrestled.
Yeah. What was the date where he like was wrestling? Was it wasn't full time, but like full time, and then he wrestled like his first match back against what, Cena?
His first match back since WrestleMania 20 would have been the tag match with R-Truth and Miz.
Oh yeah. What year was that?
Uh, 2011, is it? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Survivor Series 2011. So it goes from a hiatus of like 8 years.
Yeah, because I remember when he first came back, there was like he was the host
I
of WrestleMania.
It pissed people off. He was champ and like not defending.
Yeah, that was a whole thing where it was like The Rock was doing that, and then I think Cena started doing that a little bit too.
Crazy. All right. Well, that'll do it, boys.
Well, this was episode 196. Thank you for joining us. Everybody have a happy holiday. Are we taking a break for the Christmas? Oh. And then we'll be back on.
You can do one more before Christmas.
Which is that Monday?
That would be a Monday.
It's the 26th.
Okay. I think I can make that work. Just kidding. All right. Well, we got one more before Christmas.
Yeah.
Everybody have a great week. Go watch some wrestling, and we will catch up with you next week.
Goodbye, my friend. You have-